Your news now. From sleepyhead to jailbird, good morning. It is 10:30. I'm David Rankin. The hunt for a capital murder suspect from Bedford, it's now over. Police found Robert Atlas sleeping in his car in a Walmart parking lot near Shreveport. Bedford Lieutenant David Smith says they got an anonymous tip early this morning.
With the help of Caddo Parish and the Shreveport police, Robert Atlas was arrested.
Police in Bedford say that Atlas stabbed Tracy Anderson to death in their apartment. Police found her body Sunday afternoon. They're holding Atlas in Louisiana until the Bedford police can bring him back here. The sports in the news for Rusty Wallace Volkswagen. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 lost, presumed crashed in the southern Indian Ocean. Malaysia's prime minister made the announcement based on satellite data analysis yesterday. Still no sign of the plane. CBS News transportation safety analyst Mark Rosen says he's trying to figure out why it's taking this long to find the wreckage.
Extremely difficult mathematics. Also, we're not dealing with the most transparent, the most, if you will, open and most competent group of investigators from the Malaysian side.
Meantime, Chinese relatives of the passengers of the flight, they've now descended on the Malaysian embassy in Beijing. They're furious that the Malaysian authorities declared their loved ones lost in that crash without any evidence. They threw plastic water bottles, tried to rush the gate. This man's one of the marchers.
Why you make the conclusion that no one is alive? They say that none of them survived. I don't believe that.
Gale force winds, heavy rain in the southern Indian Ocean stopped the search for today. Florida investigation clears the FBI of any wrongdoing in the shooting death of an associate of one of the Boston Marathon bombing suspects from last year.
The Orange County State's Attorney's report says law enforcement officers and agents were interviewing Ibrahim Todashev about a triple shooting in Massachusetts last May when his demeanor went from cooperative to combative, that he threw a coffee table, it hit an FBI agent in the head. Todashev ran into another room, grabbed a long pole, pointed it at the officers like a javelin. That's when the FBI agent fired. The report says witness accounts and evidence leave no doubt as to what happened.
A UN report calls bad air the single biggest risk to our health.
Air pollution kills about 7 million people a year, responsible for 1 out of every 8 deaths. More than half die from indoor pollution, with women and children in developing countries at highest risk because they're most exposed to fumes from wood and coal stoves. That 7 million figure doubles previous estimates, and as scientists link air pollution to more types of cancer, the final total could be much higher. Experts say face masks do nothing. Governments must do more. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Prosecution in Oscar Pistorius's murder trial rests. Now there's a chance he could take the stand on Friday.
Although Oscar Pistorius is charged with premeditated murder, the premeditated part really refers to sentencing. If they can prove that he planned to kill Reeva Steenkamp, then he could get up to life. If they can't prove that, then he could get a lesser sentence. But we're still talking considerable amounts of jail time.
It's about Deborah Pata reporting. If he's found guilty of murder without premeditation, he's facing 15 years. DART announces a new train station at DFW is going to be open in 4 months, and that's 4 months ahead of schedule. The DART commuter rail line to DFW should be ready to go on August 18th.
If you need to get to another terminal, you go up and you hop on the terminal link. And then get wherever you need to go.
That's Morgan Lyons from DART. The new segment to DFW is on the Orange Line of the DART system. We've heard about the rumors for years. Does playing violent video games, does that actually make a difference in the attitudes of kids? We'll discuss after traffic and weather together next.
News Radio 1041.
I'm David Rankin. We're live in the Breitling Energy News Center. On the 1080 Pump Watch, Ford D&M Leasing, current price of a gallon of gas right around $3.42 a gallon, but there are still some lower prices you're going to find around North Texas. It's getting harder to find them, too. $3.16 in Allen at the Kroger on Greenville in Exchange, $3.22 in Plano to Sam's Club, Spring Creek Parkway in Avenue K, and $3.23 in Haltom City. That's at the Exxon on Denton Highway and 820. Another check out the pump watch coming up 12:40 right here on KRLD. Role reversal for a police officer in Baytown near Houston. Officer Tommy King got a parking ticket because he left his squad car in a fire lane. Person who wrote the ticket, 14-year-old girl. King left his police car in the fire lane at the office of the apartment complex where he patrols when he's off duty. Annie James saw him parked in the no parking zone, hand wrote him a ticket on a piece of notebook paper. She charged him with parking in a fire lane, parking on a curb, backing into a spot. She said that the fine's $10 payable to the apartment apartment manager. The officer and that apartment manager chipped in and bought her a gift certificate to Toys R Us. The real cost of higher education after traffic and weather together next.